mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, taking your phone calls, and we're going to get Jordan Maxwell on to break down some of the programming in the media. It'll be a very interesting interview. Also, there's breaking news up on Infowars.com. It's a really powerful video that I want to try to get to with Jordan. Albuquerque residents vow to storm another city council meeting. Protesters demand arrest the police chief over spate of shootings. So we're going to be getting to that. It's just a huge. And it shows how when the people move, it's over. And if the cops ever shoot a crowd of peaceful people like this, the revolution's going to start. And then you're going to find out who the good police are from the bad police, and we'll end up taking back large areas of this country, but then the globals will cut the power off and blockade the major railways and hubs. That's why they've been trying to make us dependent and not self-sufficient so they can siege the U.S. and bring us down under the New World Order. That's the admitted Pentagon plan, by the way. I'm not saying the troops are involved. They're the most awake because they understand military operations. They can see it being set up against their own families. Ed, Wally, you're on the air from Tejas. Go ahead. All right. Well, I'm doing good. How about you? All right. He's gone. Let's go to Kathy in Florida. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi. I had a question. I was wondering if you thought that the Vatican, specifically the Jesuits, could be the head of the snake.
Well, I mean, there's a New World Order program. Just like we said, the globalists run the Russians, they run the U.S., they run Israel, they run Japan. They didn't run Japan, so they went and, you know, got them weapons and tricked them into a war and then overthrew them and have controlled them ever since. I'm not saying the Japanese government was good either. It just wasn't under globalist control. But undoubtedly, the Jesuits have been involved in all sorts of political intrigue, promoting the European Union, believing because Europe's Catholic that they'll get their seat in the New World Order. But, you know, the Jesuits or any other group is a diverse group, like the Masons. But you have the Illuminati infiltrating Masonry. So it's very sophisticated. What you have, and this is actually in Cass Sunstein's plans in Divide and Conquer, just we were talking about with the Normans earlier, is that you have schools of thought that say it's the Jews, or it's the Masons, or it's the White Devils, or it's the Black Devils, or it's the Vatican, or it's the Jesuits, or it's the Protestants, or it's the... No, it's predatory people that use systems of manipulation to control and dumb down humanity. And so that is the threat, is evil people. Like I'm not Catholic, but the Catholic Church got infiltrated, like every other form of education and system, by pedophile rings. Look at Congress. Look at Homeland Security. Look at, I mean, it's not that truancy workers are all pedophiles. They just have one of the highest instances of it. You know, it's not saying everybody at Penn State's a pedophile. It's a pedophile ring took it over. So absolutely, the Jesuits... at certain levels have been involved promoting socialism and things in the last century, and I don't like it. But you could argue they're doing that to control the socialist movement, to stop it. You could argue the Jesuits worked with Hitler, but also a group worked against him. So I really historically try to not scapegoat one group or the other, but show where it actually came from or what happened. I know this, you're not supposed to have anyone from the Society of Jesus as Pope, so why do you have a Jesuit Pope right now? That violates Catholic law right there. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Very sophisticated things are going on right now, ma'am. What do you think of what I just said?
Well, I know you're supposed to follow the money, right? And the Vatican is the one with the most money. So.
And who says that?
I thought it was just known that they have, like, the most money.
I will just say this. The people that say the Catholics run it all, mainly Seventh-day Adventists, who are great people, but it's a Seventh-day Adventist group, lie about me and say that I work for the Vatican and stuff. It's pure bull. My family are famous Protestants that literally started Texas. Right there starting shipping Protestant Bibles in. So those people are liars.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What is the Illuminati? Who are the practitioners of this ancient faith? It certainly didn't begin in 1775, 1776. Where is our world going? How is the Illuminati plan progressing? We are joined for the rest of the hour by best-selling author, researcher, occult researcher, Jordan Maxwell. And Jordan Maxwell really is a great political and geopolitical, but also esoteric mind. And I want him today to use a few examples that he brought up to me that people can easily understand of programming in Hollywood and in television. And then I want to ask him, why do we suddenly see open satanic rituals at the Super Bowl with Madonna and with all the other big singers and people? What are they trying to usher in at the Olympics and the rest of it? Why do they believe ritual is so powerful? Why do they believe if they tell you in a Tom Clancy book 2 years before what they actually do, how that lesser magic, as they call it, gives them power? And you can argue it's really giving them power. Or is it programming our subconscious? Is it science or is it a cult? Do they really believe in spirits at Skull and Bones, or are they using it as an archetype in the Carl Jung way? Let's just get past all the religious dogma and and what men and priests try to say God is, the universe is. Let's talk about what the elite themselves believe. I've been to Bohemian Grove infiltrating it. I'm telling you, they were in religious rapture. They believe they're worshiping Lucifer. But are there people above them that are being scientific about it? What is the internet about and this new singularity and the fact that I believe feeding all of our data into it, the internet is already a AI conscious system because humans are interfacing with it at such a level that it is already conscious and is able to predict the future, which they admit. They admit it's able to predict the future. I call that a being. Will Lucifer, if it's a real entity from his perspective, become godlike with the artificial, technological, omnipresent system they're building on this planet to be duplicated into space? Are they building the godship? Now, again, this is their view. I know what their deepest secrets are. I know Jordan Maxwell has talked to a lot of the highest level initiates of the Illuminati, and I know he can't talk about a lot of that. He gets threatened. But I want to get his take on it all today. So, Jordan Maxwell, thank you for joining us. We'll talk more about this later in the hour. But first, I know there's folks that have websites that aren't yours. Your official websites have been taken over before. You, up front, give people the real official place people go to find your work. Because I know a lot's been done to shut your funding off. It's been rough for you and your family. So I know you don't want to bring this up, but I do. Up front, how do people support you?
Well, thank you, Alex, for being on the show and always being there as a good friend. The only place I have on the web now that's legitimately mine is called Jordan Maxwell Show, S-H-O-W, very simple, Jordan Maxwell Show. It's a small podcast that some of my friends helped put together, and so I have at least an email for that. And so that's the only thing I have at the moment. I was going good for a while until I got sabotaged. But if you want to contact me, I'm not allowing any comments to be made because I got too many negative comments.
Sure, the trolls love to come after you. I think it's best you just put out your info. You've been fighting for 60 years. I think you deserve to just put out your info.
That's what I feel. I'm tired of struggling to justify myself. And so I'm tired of my name being ridiculed, my work being ridiculed and sabotaged. So I've just put it out there, and I figure whoever's supposed to hear me will, and whoever's not supposed to hear me won't. So I just do the best I can under the circumstances.
And folks, you can find a donate button there to keep the radio show going. I know you've had health issues and some family has, so it's been rough for you. Wow, so much going on. Icon of the awakening movement, Jordan Maxwell. You heard my whole preface of what the elite are trying to build. Who are the Illuminati? What really makes them tick? At their core, what are we facing?
Well, I think you were exactly right when you were talking to the young lady before the break. The mere fact that the entire world seems to be in the grip of a demonic, otherworldly power, which is sucking mankind down into oblivion with demonic depravity, secret societies, black robes, all of the occultism of the world is now in your face. And so I totally agree with you that there is a spiritual dynamics or a matrix at work. But that being the case, then that would explain why all systems are demonic now. All of our institutions and governmental agencies, educational systems, are all under some kind of a other world, what I would call demonic and depravity. And it implies that there's something very, very big going on with not just America, but with the whole entire human family on the earth. And that is frightening because most people have no idea of the severity and the perimeters of how big this this thing really is. It's in banking. It's in religion, government. It is a cancer that's eating up the body politics of the earth, period. So it is, I believe, a war between the good and evil, between the darkness and light, between God and the devil. Although I've been talking about religion and theology, which is my favorite subject anyway. But I'm interested also in symbolism and pattern recognition. And my God, when you look at what's going on in Hollywood, that's filled with pattern recognition. And give you some examples. In the Pirates of the Caribbean, an ABC Disney movie, they're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, who were the Pirates of the Caribbean? They were the Knights Templars. The pirates, like Disneyland has Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, the Pirates of the Caribbean were the international bankers of today. Their flag.
That's why at Skull and Bones, and this is on record, and at Bohemian Grove, they have Pirates of the Caribbean iconography in Lafitte's name and literally worship the Pirates of the Caribbean. Explain why that is.
That's because first of all, their flag, as you said, is called the Skull and Bones, the Jolly Roger. It's a black flag, and black also symbolizes the planet Saturn. So we're getting into Saturn.
And the Nazis wore black and wore the Skull and Bones.
That's it, exactly. So what we're talking about is an enormous, ancient, as you said, ancient system of theology and religion going back into the demonic world, going back into the ancient pagan world. It's frightening in its implications. But so if you understand, well, you know, let me give you an example first, that if you have a two-story building and you're going to put a lot of weight on the second floor, the smart thing to do is to go downstairs with a building inspector, get on a ladder, go up and look at the foundation of the floor you're going to build on before you go putting weight on it. So what you're doing is you're standing under the foundation to see if it's going to hold that kind of weight. Now you are standing under to get understanding. So unless you understand how the world works, meaning go down below the surface and see how this stuff really works, not how you thought it worked. And Pirates of the Caribbean is just an example of how they are pushing the idea of the Knights Templar or the international banking elite. Why, for instance, is the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue, and remember that word, Internal Revenue, is telling you something. So why is the Federal Reserve and Internal Revenue headquartered in Puerto Rico? Why? It's because it's where the Pirates of the Caribbean stashed all of their stuff when they were robbing on the heights.
Look at how the globalists are all offshore in the Caribbean, and look at the IRS symbol. It's a hidden symbol. Somebody thinks it's an eagle. No, with scales? No, it's the Egyptian god there with the scales of life hanging over with its hand holding it.
Absolutely. You're right. And I'm fascinated with the idea that you understand the complexity of this because it's very, very big. Another symbol that's very important, the dollar sign, the symbol for money, and it's a little S with a line through it. Sometimes it's an S with two lines through it. You know what I'm talking about? The symbol
yes.
for the dollar symbol. Well, the I going through the S, the I represents, insurance, and the S is for script. So the IS is insurance script. It goes back to the 14th Amendment. It goes back to 1870. It can even go back further when you understand Lorenzo Tonti. Remember that name, Lorenzo Tonti, T-O-N-T-I. Lorenzo Tonti was a man, he was an Italian-born French banker who gave us the conceptual idea of Tontine insurance, which is spelled T-O-N-T-I-N-E, insurance, Tontine, which was the idea developed during the 1700s with the common banking system, one common banking system for everyone. Therefore, you don't have to worry about individuals having too much power. Everybody does one thing. They bank with the common central bank. That's Tontine, Lorenzo Tonti. And so, obviously, when you have a central bank, you have a common fund, which gives us that word common.
It's like it means a master contract, a Tontine.
That's it. That's exactly right. And so Once you begin to see how time insurance is connected to international banking, the common fund or central bank, then you take it to the next level, a central bank for the world, for the whole earth. So all of this stuff has been planned a long time ago, as you say. And another classic example in Hollywood for the movies and television shows today dealing with zombies. Why? It's because in America, in North America, and most likely throughout the rest of the world, in all counties, and everybody on our earth is in a county. I don't care where you go on the earth. County level is where where the knowledge of how governments operate is on the county level. Well, in all counties, you have something called zombies. Oh, no, wait a minute. Cemetery law. You have something called cemetery law, which in all counties, the land is under cemetery law. And so it doesn't matter if it's commercial or residential. Cemetery law is the law of properties and real estate. And so if you are the only kind of people that are walking around talking in cemeteries and living in cemeteries are zombies. So what Hollywood is trying to tell you and tell the world, all over the world, they're telling you, you are zombies. You're walking around dead. You know nothing. You understand nothing. You got nothing. What little bit you had were taken from you. Your masters are taken
from
you.
And by the way, the military, Marines, and soldiers are now taught the public are zombies when they practice mowing everyone down. I just showed mainstream news. So that when they really mow us down, well, we're just zombies. It's dehumanizing an enemy. You have to dehumanize an enemy. So we're being globally taught humans are ugly, gross, bad. Abortions are beautiful. It's like giving birth to kill your baby. Have you seen that new video put out the Planned Parenthood people?
Oh, God, no.
They go, it's like giving birth. I have a photo of the baby before they chopped it up. Oh, total Satanism, inverting it. It's not real Satanism running around a black club and chopping up a baby. That's only partial. To say it's beautiful and wonderful like a Hale-Bopp cult member, that is to them true Luciferianism. But go ahead.
Well, you are absolutely correct. And as I said, this seems to be a worldwide phenomena based on ancient occultism, which can be traced directly back to demonism, devil worship, satanic worship. All of this is, and even when you deal with the word Satan, and it can be traced back to Saturn and Saturnian worship. And,
tell us about the ancient worshipers of Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn is very, very important because that's another symbol in Hollywood that's in your face. The ancient worshippers of Saturn, Saturn was referred to as the inhibitor. He was Lord of the Rings. Well, of course, Saturn is Lord of the Rings.
And he creates one system to bind everyone into him in the chains. So the rings are the chains, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's why in the ancient world, women were told to listen to their god, Saturn. So he was Lord of the Rings. So they would wear an earring. Men were to get married before their god. So they wear a wedding ring. And now you have pedophile rings. You have political rings. You have a ring of power. And in Hollywood, of course, you have Lord of the Rings. They're telling you something with Lord of the Rings. One of the movies was called Two Towers. You need to understand that there's
totally
demonic and depravity, and people have no idea in the world how deep this stuff really goes. But you see it. You know, if you're trained to see something, it's very quick to pick it up.
Well, it's like once you know what ancient symbols mean, you can suddenly read the hieroglyphs. But if you don't know, it's a bunch of gibberish. We've learned how to read their hieroglyphs, and it's everywhere. Their gang signs are everywhere.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. They're banking, educational. Yeah, I mean, even in the ancient Roman Empire, they had a tremendous sewer arrangement. They called the sewer in ancient Rome the system. So, I mean, it's not by chance. We call it an educational system, a governmental system, a banking system. Because it is a sewer. It's a sewer system. It's lies, deception, manipulation.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Everyone comes to the conclusion, whether it's biblical, you name it, that it's an off-world, not-of-this-world system controlling us. And now the science shows that there is an energy field controlling and holding the universe in, that it's basically a hologram. I mean, we're in the middle of space, but when you look at it, you get to the level of understanding that it is a spirit. It is a dimensional program that is literally guiding humans as agents to the One Ring, and then we've all been given in the system, whether we want to be part of it or not, our own little rings, our own little cell phones, our own little systems, little microcosms of the larger one, where we are bound to it, to where even if our spirit resonates against it, it doesn't matter. We were brought up within the chains of it.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And that's why children, when a baby is born, before the baby leaves the hospital, they want to take a print of its feet. You ever seen that, Alex?
Off for collateral on the IMF and World Bank.
That's exactly what it is. So that they are taking your soul. They are, the symbolism is that they own your soul. Your soul's on your feet. So before your feet touch the ground, they have now taken your soul print. And so from there, your body, your very body today is a security on the stock exchange.
5,000-year-old Babylonian symbol, Egyptian, the double helix snake for medicine. You look at 1855, the British royalty publicly funds millions of pounds at that time. It's like billions today. They said, you will discover the DNA. You will discover the biometrics. They knew the secrets before they'd been developed by science. That's other world intelligence, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, and from there, you could go to all of the different temples that are found in the oceans of the world, off the coast of Cuba, off the coast of Okinawa, all of the different temples, as I said, underwater, all of the strange pyramids around the globe. And so all of this implies a higher intelligence has been on this earth for many, many thousands of years that we've never been told, and that there's something very evil coming this way, and it's ultimately to destroy the human race as a such and make the whole human race into some sort of a computerized unit. And I totally agree with you, and I say it again with the assessment that you had before with the young lady when you talked about, well, it's not one, it's many, it's evil, period, on the earth, period. It has nothing to do with one particular group. I have been looking at all of these groups, you know, since 1959. I am partial to looking at the Vatican because behind the Vatican was one of the first corporations on the earth, and it gave to the British the idea of corporations from the corporations in Britain called the city, which is a corporation.
Sure, that's openly that's where we get the corporate law that came out of Rome, then into the church, and that's the black nobility.
That's exactly right. And that's why, you know, the whole idea today, the way it works, has been refined and mutated so that today you yourself, your wife and your children are a corporation. You are a, you know, for instance, if I see you with some girl and I say, you know, Alex, that girl is bad company. And you say, you need to mind your own business. She's going to be my wife. She's going to be my partner. And I'm saying, wait a minute, partner, business, company? You're talking corporation.
Venture.
That's why, yeah. And then so when you die, you're a corpse. Why? Because you're a corporation. And there's, you know, that gets into maritime admiralty law and how many, it gets also into the fact that there's two of everything. I ask people how many states are in the Federal Union of the United States. And they would tell you 50 if they're smart. Most of them say more than that. But 50 states, no, that's not correct. It's 100 states are in our union because every state is two states. Every state, you have California state or Cal state or New York state.
And that's why they break it into 10 FEMA regions and 10 kingdoms. The UN even uses the revelation terminology.
That's exactly right. So as I said, it's an incredible development in human history that evil has now dominated the entire planet. And that the method of today lies, deception. But the reason it works so well is because it has, I believe, outside intervention. We have outside help from off world.
Demonic providence. Stay there, Jordan Maxwell. You're going to have a couple minute break. After the break, we're going to premiere a special, I don't know what to call it, mini film from They Live 2014. And then in mere minutes after it airs here, it's going to go up on Infowars.com. Very powerful tool to get people to come out of the matrix to wake up with Rowdy Piper. So we'll be back after the break, a few minute clip, and then back to Jordan Maxwell. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I feel like this all the time trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
For the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
And I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this
country. Nice! There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and there'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me. And they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Long live the Republic!
Folks, and that video just went live as we aired it here on the radio/TV show. If you're a radio listener, want to see the video, it's really powerful. The audio is powerful, but it's 10 times more powerful than the video. It's up on InfoWars.com. We just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. They Live Trailer 2014. Recent real world news meshes with 1980s cult classic John Carpenter's They Live. Great job, McBreen. Rob Dew, and I contributed to the report as well. So great job to everybody getting that up. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, giving him the floor, he may even do some overdrive with us today if he has the energy. He's on fire today. Jordan Maxwell, I've been throwing in some points, adding to what you're saying, but I'm going to try to, as much as I can, sit back and have you get into more. You started getting into the Vatican. Talk about that if you'd like. The EU, Russia, where you see the world going. And again, who are the Illuminati? Obviously, you're saying it's an off-world spirit and entity. The Bible, it's the devil. Others, it's... clearly every culture said this. Clearly, we're in the middle of deep space. I was thinking about how there's a parasite. In fact, you guys were going to print me that Wikipedia on it. That cats have, and I was reading how a third of the world is infected with it, and how it's a microscopic amoeba that's where you get the term crazy cat lady, that literally programs you to like the smell of cats and cat pee, so you will keep the cats around you. And there's another similar amoeba that gets into snails and reprograms its brain to go up to the top of trees and commit suicide where birds are, so it'll be eaten, so that more of the birds crap it out that's then eaten by the snail. Now, even amoeba, and I'm really going to do some big reports on this because it's an example of like Under the Skin for Real or something like that sci-fi movie, that what else is there in this universe we don't know about that amoebas infect one-third of Earth? In fact, some numbers are 40%. In fact, I'll show people the amoeba right here. It's toxoplasmosis, if I'm pronouncing that right, parasitic disease, including humans. And we can actually show people shots of it, a tiny fluke. Up to a third of the world's human population is estimated to carry an infection. It kills some people, but most people are just irritable, aggressive. But again, want more cats, and it programs you to want to have the smell of cat urine around. Now imagine an amoeba that programs the human brain to want to have more cats around so that you can continue spreading the infection. This is on record. Cat poop parasites may pose public health hazard, study suggests, NBC. May post? Maybe the ancients were right, don't have cats around. Where did this start? Egypt took a Nile cat that was wild and bred it as a small cat, a little bit bigger than a house cat, and bred into the cats we have today. I'm not on a jihad against cats, folks. I'm just telling you that it is a parasite carrying, might as well be carrying a space alien, folks, that literally takes over your brain, lowers your IQ, and makes you a servant of the cat. Okay? And this is the way this works. Yeah, they found it. That's the original Egyptian cat. And so the Egyptians were totally insane, infected by this, worshiping cats. And again, I don't know how this fits in. I'm just saying my gut tells me it hooks into a lot more about what this is, a physical parasite no one seems to know about. And that literally causes massive brain damage in millions of children worldwide every year. And all sorts of autism. And the list goes on and on. And imagine what other parasites there are we don't know about. Spiritual, dimensional parasites. Am I going in the right direction, Jordan Maxwell?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And I was going to throw in that about Egypt, the continual, perpetual worship of the cat. And we've had movies of cat gods and all of this having to do with cats and animals in general. Yeah, you're right. There is some sort of a legitimate, de jure, magical system at work. And the technologies that we have today, look at where we've come in the past 100 years. And I often think, where did all of this high technology come from? I am totally convinced of my own, because of things that should happen to me. I'm totally convinced that we are being fed high technology from off-world entities. I don't believe that the humans are that clever to go from where we were 100 years ago to where we are today, because we're on the edge of oblivion with our technology, and Holly was even telling you that in movies. So why did we get so far and so deep into the occult world in 100 years with our technology, unless somebody is feeding it to us, knowing full well what they have in mind for the human family? We're like goldfish in a bowl. Somebody's sitting out there watching us and is leading the whole human race into its downfall. So I have the highest of admiration for God, for the concepts of spirituality, for the divine presence in the universe. I have no respect for the systems of education, the media, religion, the organized religions. I'm just telling you, there's something very big going on that is implying other world interference. This is why I said, too, before, Alex, that people talk about evolution. I think the word is intervention. I think if you go back, you'll begin to see that we've been messed with a long time ago.
Well, that's what the Bible says. That's what Genesis says.
That's exactly right. And I talked with rabbis about this back in 1960. And And so when it's that's a whole subject if we got into just on the biblical implications of who created us and where we came from. And I remember asking a rabbi, a high-ranking rabbi in America back in the 60s, if I said in Genesis 9:1, it talks about Noah after the flood of Noah's day, when everyone was killed off by the great flood. It says that when Noah came off the ark, God said to him and his family, go forth, multiply, and replenish the earth. And I asked the rabbis at that time, there was more than one, it was a group of them, and I said, is that a correct translation, replenish the earth? Being re means do again. And they said, yes, that's correct. It says redo. Obviously, if there were people here, the flood killed off everyone. If God wants people on the earth, then you have to replenish the earth. I said, fine. Then what about Genesis 1:28, when God is creating Adam and Eve, and he says exactly the same thing. Go forth, multiply, and replenish the earth. Do it again. And they looked at me and they said, well, obviously, because Adam and Eve's not the first creatures.
Another creation before it.
That's exactly right. We have something called pre-Adamic man. Look it up, and you begin to see that there's a world of knowledge that you have not been told about this earth, and that would explain all of the great temples and all the great,
Well, that's the thing. Temples. The atheists and people look at the Bible and they say, oh, look, it's kooky. One man and one woman replenished the earth. No, it was people perfect in their generations that hadn't had their genetics manipulated. Of course there was stuff going on. And it's all preachers the last 200 years who were scared of science and everything, distorting what the Bible really says and then discrediting it. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely incredible, because it's all there. And another thing, that once we get on the Bible, I'm fascinated with the stuff that's there right in your face. Genesis 1:2. Says, and the earth, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But Genesis 1:2 says, and the earth was without form and void. Without form and void, logic alone would dictate, what are you talking about? God has created something, but it has no form and it's void. What are you talking about?
It's digital. It's data. It's he's formed it, as a blueprint, but has not actually built it.
Yes, and so we find that the words that are translated into English, you know, the English translators were very good with the King's English. They weren't that hot with Greek and Hebrew back then. So we now know that the words that were translated without form and void was in Hebrew, tohu vavohu. Tohu vavohu is correctly translated, not without form and void, but has became, the earth became a waste and a desolation.
Ah.
That's very important, because if you go back to Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, and read where Jeremiah says, I was on my bed and God gave me a vision. And I saw, God gave me the vision and I saw the earth. When it was a meeting place for the gods, it was a meeting place for the Elohim, the gods. And there was no man found on the earth, but there were beautiful cities, there were beautiful animals. And then he says, in Jeremiah, he says, I saw tohu vavohu. That's the second time that term is used. And so what he's saying is, I saw the earth when it was a beautiful meeting place of the gods. It was beautiful animals, great cities.
But saw it again when it was overwritten.
Exactly. And then he says, I saw tohu vavohu, meaning, and it became a waste and a desolation. Became, that was, well, not formed and without form and void. No, became a waste and a desolation. It means something. The Bible is telling you that there have been ancient civilizations here, many, many thousands, if not far, far more than that, going back millions of years. There's a history to this earth that we have not been privy to know.
Well,
about.
Undoubtedly, the elite believe that, and they believe they're worshiping these gods and goddesses that they believe are entities. Whether this is all real or not, the elite believe it, and the systems of control they've gotten have put them in control. On average, what are the different stratas of the different Illuminati cults? I mean, at rock bottom, most of them are just servants of power and lust after power. I would say he's kind of Satanist. Or
I totally agree with you. It's just the fallacy of being human, Because the scripture talks about there's a war going on between in our members. The Apostle Paul talked about there's a war going on in our members between good and evil. And that has to do with Armageddon. We can get into that one of these days. And the number 666 and what that actually, in fact, means.
Explain what 666 means.
It's too big of a of a subject to get
it's
into.
It's the
right
sun
now.
Sun god calculation, isn't it, for the Egyptian temple?
Yeah, that's one of the applications of it.
But
yeah.
Let you have understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number, 666. I mean, just give us a small quantify from your research what 666 means to the initiates of the Illuminati.
Well, it simply means that we humans are the beast. It's a revelation when you understand that we humans are the beast of Revelation. And it has to do with the war going on inside of us between God and the devil, between good and evil, between light and darkness. And that
let he of understanding reckon the number, for it is the number of a man. It's telling
precisely.
Us.
Precisely. That's exactly right. And so there's a whole, we could talk about that on another program, get into the really esoteric Illuminati interpretation of Scripture and how it's being used in government and banking and religion.
What does it mean to say we're made in the image of the Creator? And then if we're 666 and that's the sun god, I mean, is it saying it's the war by the Lucifer to suppress us, not from the New Age sense of becoming gods, but realizing that we are almost the nanotech of God?
All right, listen, one of the highest-ranking rabbis I was privileged to meet back in the 60s, we had a long conversation about that. And he said, nowhere in the Bible does it say God created man. Nowhere. It doesn't say that. And I said, well, why is it that Judaism and Christianity teaches it? Because they don't read the book correctly. They don't read it. Go back and look. It doesn't say God made man. What it says
made is woman.
It says that God...
Stay there.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste, and safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Well, good news for all of our listeners out there. Jordan has agreed to stay 20, 30 minutes into the next hour. Some stations don't carry overdrive when we do it, but InfoWars.com has the free audio feeds. InfoWars.com/show has the audio and video feeds, free podcast links. Spread the word, folks. They don't want you thinking outside the box. And I guess the King James Version says, I'm going from memory, let us make man in our image. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Bible says. It doesn't overthrow the Bible. It confirms it. And this is what the elites believe. It's open for any interpretation. We're just discussing this here on air because the elites at Skull and Bones, the Bushes, get in coffins and do things I can't say on air, on record, believing they're channeling a off-world female entity known as Eulogia. Okay? So most of the people you see on TV, Francois Mitterrand, Tony Blair, hits the ground every morning, according to mainstream news, and is possessed by the spirit of light. His wife's a witch. The point is, this is what they're into. They believe all this. They're running things. So we should know the knowledge they know, so we at least understand them. They're laughing at us, and Obama is saying that the Ukrainian government is elected when it's not elected. Or that 2 + 2 = 5. And Jordan, I'm now seeing a war against reality now, like I've never seen, where instead of trying to spin stuff, they just outright lie now and just are, I guess, trying to acclimate us. What's happening, Jordan Maxwell? JordanMaxwellShow.com is his only official website, folks. And you can go there and support him and donate. He's had all his books, everything taken away from him. And he's old and, you know, worked a little hard, and it's hard for anybody to try to get their stuff back, but supporting there. Jordan, what is your take on what's happening currently in the state of the world? Then we'll get more into ancient history and things in the next hour.
Well, I'm thinking in relation to what I just said before the break about the rabbi said to me, God never created man. It doesn't say that because in Hebrew, man is ish, I-S-H, ish. Or Ishi. But it doesn't say, come let us make Ishi in our image and after our likeness. No, the word is A-D-L, Adam, not Adam, A-D-A-M. No, it's A-D-M in Hebrew, which means something, A-D-M. And so what the rabbi said is, read it correctly. It says, God said, come let us. Who is us? Come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. It's not saying God made man, but come, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So it's implying, it's implying that man was already here. Someone came and said, come, let us make this creature that the world calls man, into an image like us, to look like us. Well, if you remember in Genesis 18, when Abraham, that's just one of many examples, but in Genesis 18, the whole chapter is dealing with Abraham and Sarah when three men, M-E-N, three men come walking up into the camp. Abraham ran out and bowed down and said, what is my Lord saying to his servant? And they said that they were on their way to on business. And so the Bible says Abraham insisted that the three men sit and have something to eat first. And so Sarah, his wife, fixed dinner for them. They sat under the trees and had dinner. Then two of them got up and left on the way. But one of them stayed. And the scripture said that one who stayed with Abraham was the Almighty God, the Creator.
Melchizedek.
That was one of the names for it. And then, you go back to, as the rabbi said, go back to Genesis when it said that God walked and talked with Adam in the cool of the evening. The very word walked and talked with, the Hebrew term, is translated meaning someone, you can hear someone walking on leaves and brand.
Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute. Overdrive, Infowars.com/show.
You are
Nightly News Tonight,
TVN.
7. The They Live, new They Live trailer. A new They Live. Infowars.com. It's all about waking up.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.